Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for community comment. This week I'll be providing the second part of my commentary on mass shootings. To provide some context, I'd first begin by saying that I'm not a gun owner. However, I've used guns, and I believe individuals should be able to own guns for target practice, hunting, and self-defense. I do, however, believe there is a major difference between owning guns in 1787 versus today. This is all to say that the right to bear arms comes with great responsibility, and as a nation, we have ignored that obligation to the detriment of thousands of victims. The House has recently passed a gun bill, and the Senate is working on their version as well. The Senate bill focuses on how to provide dollars for school security, mental health, and adding additional restrictions for those 18 to 21 who wish to purchase a firearm. How effective will all this be? Well, let's just say I'm skeptical. Too often, government, whether it be at a county, state, or national level, just throws money at a problem, but doesn't have the detailed, well-thought-out plans on actually how to use that money to accomplish specific goals. Money for making schools more secure? Really? What's the logic there? Is that even feasible? The recent Texas school had its own police department, and that did nothing to protect their children. Are we going to turn schools into forts? How much money would you need to invest per school to make it secure? As for investing in mental health, yeah, that could help. But exactly how are we going to use that money? If the dollars were used to provide mental health services for wannabe killers, sure, but just how do you identify those people? Heck, if we could do that, we wouldn't be even in this situation. Make it harder for 18-year-olds to buy guns? Okay, but I'm still stuck with an 18-year-old who's not mature enough to handle alcohol, but somehow we're going to hand them a semi-automatic gun? None of this makes any sense. So what did the Senate miss? How do you build and use a background check system across the nation that's kept up to date? How do we perform background checks on all gun sales? How do we set up a long enough waiting time period in purchasing a gun so that individuals aren't impulsively buying guns and then shooting their boss, wife, or school kids? Why aren't we requiring firearm training in tandem with licensing and having yearly testing? Why don't we require a gun lock and a gun case for every gun purchased? And why don't we enforce the rules on the books? Yes, I know some of these ideas may be a stretch, or after further debate, maybe they don't hold merit. I get it. But at least these directly address the steps we need to take to make sure that any given individual is responsible and accountable for owning a firearm. This is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. We either demand our government truly try to take measures to eliminate mass shootings, or we can build forts. It's our call.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.